A new museum installation called Arapaho Roots is opening tomorrow in Colorado at the Museum of Boulder. The pieces will be animated Arapaho stories put up on screen throughout the museum. Jordan Dresser was asked to be the show's curator a year ago and has spent time working with the museum to tie in Native history and Native art. He works for the Tribal Historic Preservation Office for the Arapaho Tribe. At a coffee shop close to the Wind River Reservation, Dresser explained to Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner that he wants the exhibit to feel alive.
A new museum installation called Arapaho Roots is opening tomorrow in Colorado at the Museum of Boulder. The pieces will be animated Arapaho stories put up on screens throughout the museum. Jordan Dresser was asked to be the show's curator a year ago and has spent time working with the museum to tie in Native history and Native art. He works for the Tribal Historic Preservation Office for the Arapaho Tribe. He explained to me at a coffee shop close to the Wind River Reservation that he wants the exhibit to feel alive.
The exhibit's all animated, and it tells a story about the Arapaho people in 5 different videos and also an intro. But the whole space itself is, I wanted it to feel like you're walking into the land itself and you were surrounded by all these Arapaho people. So when you walk in, you see an image of different Arapaho people, and you also hear the words being spoken just in Arapaho. So I just love the feel of it. And I didn't want to do like traditional museum stuff. Like sometimes I feel like museums get stuck when they do exhibits about Native people. Like they'll do a lot of black and white photos. I love black and white photos, but you know, it's not always the best option. And then like sepia tone and just really making us in the past. So I love the idea of this exhibit because it's alive. And I wanted to get that message across that tribal people are alive and well. You know, we're all across this country. And I want people to walk away with a better understanding about Arapaho people, but also to think about their own personal roots and where they come from.
And you had all different age groups of Arapaho, like in the narrating these videos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really lucky to have local community members all narrate the videos, and it's just this really good age range of different people and their voices. And I just wanted to layer it and have different textures. And
And you said you've been working on it for about a year now, and they approached you and they've been relatively like easy to work with and stuff. That's not always been the case, right?
Yeah, museums can be difficult to work with, but they've been really open, and I think that they really taught me a lot about, you know, sometimes museums just want us to go in there as Native people and just say yes and just co-sign whatever they're doing. But this one taught me to really use my voice and to say like, no, I don't like this, or no, we should change this, and no, we're not doing that. You know, it taught me to do that. To do it in a good way and just be really strong in my opinions and how I feel.
Does Tipple get invited to go consult with different museums often, or?
Yeah, we do get invited to go out to different museums, look at their collections if they have specific questions about something that they feel like maybe, you know, not appropriate to view, or if they have some conservation problems, they'll come talk to us. And you know, it can go 50-50. You know, sometimes we can go out and you can just be combative with them because they're so defensive, you know, and they don't really want us to I think they're just scared. I think museums are really scared that we're just going to go and take every single thing that they have. And if that was the case, we already done that, you know. But it's like, when you go through their collection, sometimes you see things that you're just like, that's not cool to have. You know, why do you have that? You know, and they always, the big thing is always, they gave it to us. We're like, I doubt it. You know, I seriously doubt. You know, during the 1800s, a lot of these chiefs, a lot of these tribal people were like, let me give you this. You know, most of the time it's probably stolen. Or if it was bought, it's probably bottom of the barrel prices because we were put on reservations, we were starving, we needed money, you know? So that's the reality of it.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about the exhibit? If you could pick one aspect of the thing you've created to kind of talk about a little bit.
My favorite part changes all the time. Like, it's the different videos. Each one tells a story within a different topic. So therefore, they're all very different. So as he was animating them, I'd be like, ooh, this one's my favorite. And then the next one come out, I'd be like, no, this one's my favorite. So it would just change all the time. But I think overall, my favorite part is that it feels alive and that it doesn't feel static. And it doesn't feel like you just walk into a space and you look at these items and you're just like, well, where are these people at? To me, it feels alive and it feels a connection. And that was the thing that I wanted. I wanted to have a feeling.
Arapaho Roots opens tomorrow, November 17th, at the Museum of Boulder. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Taylor Stagner.